Today on Discover the Word, Haddon Robinson takes note of something that's not in the Lord's Prayer, something that we would think Jesus would have included.
I have been struck that in the Lord's Prayer, there is no request that I would be a better Christian. Lord, make me better than I am. Make me what you want to be. Those would be the kinds of requests I would pray, because that must be what God wants me to pray. And here I come to the Lord's Prayer, and he doesn't mention that.
Yeah, so join us as we, by noting what's missing, discover what may be more foundational and more important. Discover the Word with us next.
Do you find prayer difficult?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Haddon, I think some of it goes back to the fact that I've had a lot of ideas about what prayer needed to be from childhood, and I read certain things in the Bible about prayer that just seem beyond me. So I find that the way I pray probably doesn't come up to the standard that I had held up to me, you know, as I was growing up. I think, for example, when the apostle says that we are to pray without ceasing, a lot has been made of that. When the psalmist talks about early will I seek thee, and then I'm being told that the first thing I have to do in the morning is get up and have a half hour of prayer. I mean, these things,
they talk you out of it. Huh?
Well, yeah. I've tried these things, and they haven't always worked for me.
At times they do. But I think when you mention the half hour, that's what hits me, is that, you know, I read the scriptures and the prayers are short.
Yes, they are.
You know, the Lord is out all night sometimes praying, but that's not every day.
That's right.
Those were critical moments in his life. And we've got it in our heads that prayer times need to be extended times alone. Mm-hmm. I just find that what works for me is those moments when I'm alone with him, I express my heart, and then throughout the day I acknowledge him.
Exactly.
But for me to try to spend that hour in the morning, I've been told 1,000 times that's what your spiritual life depends on. I think it's a false expectation.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's exactly my experience. And many, many, many years ago, a wonderful friend and neighbor, Betty King, and I were talking about prayer, and she talked about her hold-up prayers. It's whenever something that needs to be taken to God comes across her mind or her life, she immediately holds it up to God and goes on. And it's just this wonderful opportunity just to pause and hold something up to God and go on. That may not be what you're talking about.
Well, it is,
about,
and I think our lives should be prayerful. I mean, there's a sense in which throughout the day.
Yeah.
And in the morning and at night and in the middle of the night, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you lay there for a half hour.
That's right.
Those are wonderful times and opportunities. But to have this idea that I've got to have this half hour in the morning, or and some people, they talk about it glowingly. Okay, good.
I did it for a while when I was much younger. Once I had children, really went the
I've
way
tried
the
all kinds of things. I've tried journaling every day. I've tried to write out my prayers. I've tried to do certain, and for it seems to me sometimes for weeks I can do something, but then all of a sudden I feel like it's just a routine.
Yeah, yeah.
I have wrestled with this question about prayer a long time in my life. I have found prayer boring. I guess I talked to God and he didn't talk back to me. I find it repetitious. How many times I felt like saying, Lord, I was here yesterday, gave you these requests. You know them, I know them. I don't do that, but I feel like that sometimes. I am intrigued that in the study of the Lord's Prayer, as we have it in Matthew, it's a short prayer.
I think it's 50 words long.
Yeah, I would have thought from what I had been taught it had to be the whole book of Matthew, but it's a short prayer, but it covers the essentials. It says, you know, this is a disciple's prayer. When you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven. Okay, I usually say Our Heavenly Father. Hallowed be your name. If I hadn't seen it in the Lord's Prayer as it's in Matthew, I don't know if I would have prayed that. And then I have to think, why not? If Jesus says that's the first thing you ought to pray about, hallowed be your name.
Well, my first thought about that would be, what does that mean, hallowed be thy name?
And so you would have skipped
it. I would have to try to unpack that one, and I might arrive at the point of thinking, okay, may your name be hallowed in my life today, but that may or may not be what Jesus had in mind.
I can pray that. I think I know what it means. But I have been struck that in the Lord's Prayer, there is no request that I would be a better Christian. Lord, make me better than I am. Make me what you want to be. I mean, those would be the kinds of requests I would pray, because that must be what God wants mm-hmm. me to pray. And here I come to the Lord's Prayer, and he doesn't mention that.
Later in the prayer, he does include the fact that we are to ask God to forgive us our sins as we forgive others who sin against us. But that's not what
not
you're
quite.
Saying. No, it's not the same.
And yet, as we've been talking about this passage, I think it's clear that if we do hallow his name, that certainly lifts us to higher ground.
It does. Yeah.
Well, it's also interesting that just before this is introduced, there's the Beatitude. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they'll be filled. So I would think in this prayer is, oh God, help me to be righteous. Help me to have good relationships with other people. Help me to have a good relationship with you.
Maybe that's what the whole prayer is about. I mean, maybe in effect, every expression of the mm-hmm. Lord's Prayer is about a hunger for right relationships,
but
starting with him.
Doesn't that take us back then to this petition, hallowed be your name, that in some way my relationship to you is going to be one in which you are being honored, hallowed, set apart, whatever the word means, in my life. Today.
In all my relationships.
And in all of my relationships.
That's helpful. I guess I would think if I were praying it, I would have, oh God, help me to be holy. But instead the request is, may your name be honored, you know, you be hallowed.
It doesn't start with me. it starts with God.
But I would have, I listen to my own prayers, and I begin with my good intentions. I begin with my failures. Lord, I made an honest effort to represent you yesterday, but
I blew it.
It didn't go very well. I guess what I'm saying is what I would have expected Jesus to put in his model for people like me is not what comes to my mind first.
Why don't you think he did it? Why don't you think he fell into our pattern?
I think that to be holy, to be separated to God, doesn't start with my being holy and separated to him. I think it's my honoring him in my prayer, setting him apart, that has its effect on me.
If I really honor God in my life, and if God is God to me in my life, then in some way there is going to be a reflection of that in the way I live.
That's how I would explain that the first request is hallowed be your name. In my praying today, in my living today, I want you to be honored. The tendency for me is to think that the spiritual life has all to do with me, but when I talk realistically about the spiritual life, it has all to do with him. I want you to be God for me today. When people are around me, I would like, Lord, very much to have them think of you when they meet me.
And are you saying that's what hallowed be your name implies?
I think so. It's not, Lord, make me holy, though that's there, but I really want to honor you, to set you apart in my life, in my praying, in my conversations. Or there are times in which I am afraid, Lord, I'm getting on a plane today. If I can, I'd like to be able to talk to somebody. But if you don't bring somebody beside me, it's not going to work. But if it does, you bring somebody next to me. Lord, keep me from freaking out on this thing. Help me to take advantage of it. Because you put this person beside me, and perhaps some word I can speak can be of help. So I have a tendency to want to start with myself.
When you pray.
When I pray, and my good intentions and all the rest. But I take it when I pray, Lord, may your name be honored today. In what I pray for, how I live, help me, please help me to honor you. I think that that's the basis of the spiritual life. It isn't that I be a better person, though that would easily happen, but it's that somehow, as I meet people and I'm around them, that they'll think well of you because of me. I think that's why Jesus says, when you pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And if I really want that, it has an effect upon the way I'm going to live and how much I need the working of God in my life to make that happen.